young age. He is Drew fan, and he joins us by phone. Drew, how in the world are you?
Doing well, George. You know, I was thinking it was 10 years ago this week where I was calling in, finishing up my internship from Omaha with a little piece of your show back in the day, too. So good to be on. Thanks for having me.
Was it really 10?
10 years ago. I don't know where the time has gone, but it was the summer of 2011.
Oh, wow. Okay, so if somebody said you've been there a bunch, not only as a player, but also at one point as part of Tim's coaching staff, give me maybe two memories that stand out above everything.
Sure. So I would say the first one would be as a player in 2011, playing the first game in the new stadium, TD Ameritrade Park downtown. They had just moved from Rosenblatt Stadium a few miles away. And so opening up that very first game against North Carolina, Sonny Gray on the mound, that was really fun. President Bush was there to throw out the first pitch. So being able to open up that new stadium was really fun. And then the other one I would say is winning the championship in 2014, being on the support staff then and finally seeing the years of hard work. And as Coach Corbin always said, knocking on the door a few times before the door opens or gets knocked down. Those are the two memories that I'd go back to there.
Did that team believe it was going to win it all?
I think they did. I don't think that they were the most talented Vanderbilt team to ever make the College World Series out of the four and now five that have been there. But they did. They had a belief to them. I think they finished sixth in the SEC that year, but they had some innate ability to say, you know what, the new season with the NCAA, and then once they got there, I tell you, something that's really helped Vanderbilt these previous four World Series appearances, George, is that they win the first game every time. They're 4-0. And being able to win that first game and set yourself up to be in the winner's bracket, I think that's a big reason why you've seen Vandy have success all four times in the World Series.
Drew, the year that I got to go out there, if you remember, we bugged the crap out of you about tickets. It was me and Will Perdue and Steve Reese. It was embarrassing, but we're not overly ashamed of it. We learned that this new park might as well be the Grand Canyon. You can't get a ball out of there to save you. So talk to me about how you have to play differently in Omaha than anywhere else during the regular season.
Yeah. Great point there. So with it being downtown, the way that the field is directed, the wind typically blows in Omaha, and so it makes it play even bigger than it is. Now, college baseball has gone through some changes in the last decade or so where they changed the bats, they've changed the baseballs, so it's evened out a little bit, but it's very much a triples ballpark. So for somebody like Enrique Bradfield that can hit a ball down a line or in the gap, you know, they can run for days at that ballpark.
So will their strategy be to just run him wild, almost like Otis Nixon when he was a Brave?
I don't see why not. Nobody's been able to stop him yet. The closest people have gotten is picking over to first base constantly. And anytime a pitcher is doing that, you know that the pitcher has less of a focus on the batter at hand as well. And to be honest, George, even when pitchers do that, the catcher still can't seem to throw him out. It's been kind of interesting. I wonder if any of these teams have even told their pitchers, you know what, guys, even a perfect pitch out, a perfect throw from the catcher, you're still not going to get him. So quit paying attention to him over there. Just focus on the batter, and let's get the batter out. And until he starts stealing home, that may be our best way to stop Bradfield on the bases.
Former Vandy catcher and later coach on Tim Corbin's staff, Drew Fan, is on the line with us. Terry, what do you got for him?
Drew, you talked about, you know, Vanderbilt being 4-0 and going out there in the College World Series in first games, opening games. How much do you feel like that just the experience that Tim Corbin has had over the years, not only is he a great coach, but just the experience he has of handling a pitching staff and handling the surroundings of the College World Series, how much of an advantage is that for Vanderbilt?
Yeah, it's a big one, Terry. You know, you guys know Coach Corbin well enough to know he leaves no stone left unturned when it comes to preparations. And so he always would tell us to soak it in practice and be in awe of the moment, but also remember that when the first pitch is thrown, it's the same 90 feet to first base. It's the same baseball game we've played 65 times all year. And so I think that, that preparation and then the confidence that he instills in his team plays a big part in that.
And then obviously playing in the SEC is, you know, is playing baseball at an elite level in college. How much is, when you get to Omaha and there's three SEC teams there, Tennessee and Mississippi State also being in the field, if you run into, if you're Vanderbilt or any of those three teams, if they run into each other somewhere along the way in the tournament, is the familiarity that you have with a conference opponent, is that a good thing or can it work against you?
Yeah, it could definitely work both ways. For instance, on the 2011 team where I was when I was a player, we lost both games. We played in the World Series against Florida, who went on to lose the championship series against South Carolina. So three SEC teams there, but you know that team. I think we won over 50 games. I think we had 12 losses that year, Terry, and five of them, I believe, were to Florida. And so it can be something where you've struggled against the team in the conference tournament and the regular season, and you get a chance to get some revenge. Or it could be the opposite, where you've played really well against them and you feel like you have their number and you want to go up against them again. You know, that I think if you'd have talked to a lot of SEC fans, they would have expected five of these teams to be SEC teams instead of just three, with NC State upsetting Arkansas last week and then Arizona beating Ole Miss. There was a chance that Vandy was going to be one of three SEC teams just on their side of the bracket, but it didn't break out that way.
All right, and in his swan song, I now turn you over, Drew, to Jack Gentry.
Hey, Drew. Looking at some of these past Vandy teams to make runs in Omaha compared to this current team, those teams in the lineup, there was a lot of power. You don't really see that with this group that Tim Corbin has right now. What is it about this lineup that maybe gives you a reason to believe that, hey, this team could run deep too?
Yeah, I think coming into the season this year, the two headliners are Rocker and Leiter, right? One and two, they're household names by this point. But having Bradfield at the top of the lineup, people like Keegan and Thomas in the middle of the lineup, and now you've seen people like Leniv and Vaz jump in the lineup in May. They didn't play much the first 30, 40 games, but they've now come in and now they're contributing on offense as well. Very balanced. And they're also going up against a very balanced offense in Arizona. All, let's see, I think eight of the nine starters for Arizona hit over 300. As a team, they hit almost 330. So you may see some offensive fireworks in this first game tomorrow night.
What's a catcher's mindset heading into Omaha? Kumar Rocker's been there before, but Jack Leiter hasn't. How do you kind of talk them through that? You're in a new environment, a ton of fans, a lot of pressure. What do you tell those pitchers?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I would say the most important thing for a catcher when it comes to that pitcher-catcher relationship is knowing each of your pitchers. Because my assumption is that the Vandy's catchers are telling Rocker one thing and they're telling Leiter something different, because they're two different people and they're two different pitchers. So knowing your pitchers and knowing which ones you need to challenge, which ones you need to build up, which ones you can make a joke to, which ones you need to be serious with, that all goes hand in hand with exactly what you're saying. So being able to push those buttons that you've pushed throughout the year at times too. And like you said, with Rocker being the MVP a few years ago, he's a great foundational piece for both those pitchers and catchers on that team.
When you guys went up to Omaha, Tim Corbin, who's now making his fifth appearance in the College World Series, what was the message then, and kind of what do you expect Corbin to be telling his team heading into this grueling, you know, week-long tournament?
Yeah. So the main thing that Coach Corbin always talks about is it's a one-game tournament. If you listen to him before the regional at Vanderbilt a few weeks ago, before they played Presbyterian, he would say, this is a Presbyterian regional. And he's saying the same things right now to his team. This is an Arizona tournament right now. So to not look too far ahead, to play pitch by pitch. And one of the big things he talks about is winning the frames, right? And what he means by that is there's nine frames in a baseball game. So to win more innings than your opponent wins, and more times than not, if you can do that, you're going to be victorious. And so, Coach Corbin is great at a lot of things. One of the things that I've always been impressed with him about is his ability to stay in the moment, to really never look far ahead. So because he doesn't, his team takes that attitude as well. And so I know they'll have all eyes on Arizona tomorrow night, And then after that game, they'll then move forward and see who their next opponent is and start to focus that way too.
All right, Drew, if you had to put on all the catcher's gear back on and you got to, you know, you put on the mitt and you went and sat back behind home plate, between rocker and lighter, who would you rather catch in Omaha?
Got about 45 seconds, Drew.
Oh, that's a great question. That's tough. I mean, to be honest, I would hope that I could be able to catch either of them at this point. It may be a health warning for me to get back there at this point, but you know, I would enjoy them both. You know, lighter is more whippy. Rocker is more coming right at you. But they both work really fast, and that's what I really really enjoy in a pitcher is getting up there, let your defense work behind you. So I would be fortunate to catch either one of them at this point.
Drew, looking forward to talking to you a couple of times next week as well as this goes on. I'm impressed. The intern knew when to get out.
Yeah, you know, it's always better to take a pitcher out one pitch early than one pitch late. So I tried to follow that with you too, George.
Hey, thanks as always. Appreciate it, Drew.
See you guys.